fascinating the Tarawih Salah, the 24th Farah was recited, and we were doing Surah Zumur. As we had mentioned, that the theme of the subject of the Surah, the Mawdu, subject matter is Ikhlas fil Ibadah, what we were speaking about now also. That whatever a person does, he must only do it solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One meaning is that he must not take any partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only must do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. He must only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one being, like we are performing salat only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other is a high level of ikhlas and sincerity, that we must not have the makhluk in creation in front of us at all. It mustn't be done for riyah, for share, for name and fame, for show. People must say, look at me, why I'm doing this action. So a person must abstain from that also. In the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly mentions his bounties. Allah has given you so many bounties, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why are you turning to anyone else after that? Besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the life after death. Remember, you will have to come on the day of Qiyamah before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So obviously you must only worship one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives some incidents of the past nations. The thing of these people, how they were destroyed, who did not worship me, and those who had taqwa within themselves, they had piety within themselves, how Allah bestowed His favors upon them. All of this is calling a person towards ikhlas fil ibadah, that you must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala totally. Here in the starting of this farah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the ones who have got taqwa. And what Allah Ta'ala is help and assistance will be with them in akhirat also and in this world. In the year after, لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, whatever they want to, whatever they desire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant it to them. This world, what we are living in now, is a place of necessity. We have to fulfill our necessities. And it's not a place of fulfillment of desires. Fulfillment of desires can only take place in akhirat. This world is not a place to fulfill everyone's desires. So no matter how much you try to fulfill your desires, there will always come a time, I want more. Your desires never come to an end. Whatever sin a person is doing, he'll want to go higher and higher. The only place of fulfillment of desires is in akhirah, in Jannat. And in this world is a place of necessity. Live according to necessity. وَرْضَ بِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ لَكْ تَكُنْ أَخَنَ النَّاسِ. Be happy what Allah Ta'ala has attributed, a portion for you, and you will be the most richest of people. Otherwise, no matter how much you've got in life, you'll always want more. As long as you don't bring qanaat and contentment within ourselves, a person will never have happiness in his life. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in the akhirat, and in this world, alayhi sallallahu bi kafin abda, Allah's help is with that person. Isn't Allah sufficient for his servants and bandas? Allah's help is with you. And وَيُخَوِّفُونَكَ بِالَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِي, the kuffar or shaitan, make you frightened with everyone else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you don't do this, you don't take out the insurance policy, you go through great problems in your life. You don't do that action, you go through great problems. But that person who trusts in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll be shocked how Allah's help and assistance will come to him when he's in need. He's got some problems, he's got some difficulties. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala special help and assistance comes to him. Obviously, he must turn his full attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you ask the people also who created the heavens and the earth, they will also tell you it's only one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why are you worshipping others? If Allah wants to cause harm to you, they cannot remove the harm. If Allah wants to send His mercy upon you, they cannot remove that mercy. They are completely useless. Hasbi Allah. Allah Ta'ala is sufficient for me. So I must only put my trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is that being who gives us life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who gives us death. And one example of death Allah Ta'ala gives us in our sleep. Every night when a person goes to sleep, it's an example. An akhul maut. Sleep is a sister of death, or the brother of death. It reminds a person of death. One day I'll pass away. And how like a person is completely oblivious of everything around him when he's sleeping. That's how a person's condition will be. So it's an example for us, and every day to take lesson from there. Allah Ta'ala says, لَآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. If you ponder about this, you will see the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala is the one, how the next morning he makes you come back to life again. So from the qabr, Allah Ta'ala can make you come back to life again. And in there also, you can see the great qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the person is lying there. Like in the grave also, a person will be lying there. People around him, they can't see what he's going through. But you know he's having a dream. So much of frightening things he's got in his dream, and he's so parashan in his sleep. But he himself knows what he's going through. No one else around him knows. So that's also a sign of the punishment in the grave, or the enjoyment in the grave. And it's a sign of the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever you take besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are worshipping them, or you're doing actions for them, they can't help you in akhirat also. They can't make sifarish for you. They can't, unless with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you are worshipping these false idols, they cannot help and assist you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ. When Allah ta'ala is mentioned alone, إِشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. The hearts of those people who don't believe in the year after, it cringes, you feel upset. And when anything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is spoken about, is mentioned, إِذَاهُمْ يَتَّبْشِرُونَ. They get very, very happy. As I mentioned yesterday also, that this must not be our condition, that when we are sitting in any gathering, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Deen is spoken about, a person feels uneasy, a person feels upset. We speak about sports, we speak about politics. But the minute this speech is done of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, message of Deen, you find the people, their hearts become upset, uneasy. Immediately they wake up. It shows that ta'aluk in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very weak. That they got no enjoyment in speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever you love, automatically you want to speak about him. So this is a weakness of iman in a person. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that those people who have gone wrong, they have done wrong actions, they have made shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have made zina, fornication, they have even murdered people. This ayat was revealed regarding them. So Allah addresses them, ibadi, oh my servant. This is ulama see how much love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in here. That Allah saying, oh my servant, that you are my special servant, even though you have done all of these gunas and sins, you turn to me, but remember you are my servant. And Allah is attributing to himself, my servant. Alladheena asrafu, who has made guna, who has exceeded the bounds. And every guna which you do, ala anfusim, is against yourself. You're only causing harm to yourself. When a person does any sin, there's no real benefit for him. It's only harm he's causing to himself. So himself. So Allah says, my servants, we have caused great harm to themselves by committing guna. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. There is no benefit for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we stay away from sin. So Allah ta'ala says that make tawbah. And don't ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is the being who forgives sins. Every single one sin which Allah ta'ala forgives. And innahu huwal ghafur rahim. So much of emphasis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who is the most forgiving. Allah is the one who is the most merciful. That after Allah ta'ala forgives a person, Allah ta'ala showers his rahmat and mercy upon a person. As our Hazrat has mentioned, a person goes to jail, he comes out, the government might give him a royal pardon, forgive him. But after coming out, they won't give him 10 filling stations and so many shops they'll give him, and so many houses. But Allah is ghafoor. After forgiving you, Allah showers his rahmat and mercy upon you. Allah bestows you with so much. So Allah says, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before when? Becomes subservient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Humble yourself before the punishment of Allah ta'ala comes. And then it will be too late for a person to say, oh, if only I had done this here, why was I laughing and mocking at the deen? If only Allah had given me hidayat, I would have been a pious person. If only I had the chance again to go back in this world, it will be too late for a person. Allah says, so many, the ayat came to you, our signs came to you, you were not prepared to accept it. Now today you will end up in his problems. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the day of qiyamah in akhirat, those people who got this ikhlas, sincerity, and those who do not have it, the kuffar will be taken to Jahannam in groups. They will come to Jahannam, futihat abwabuha, the door will be closed. And suddenly when they will come there, like you go to a jail, door is closed. As soon as you come there in front, the door is suddenly opened up, and a person is flung inside, and the door is closed again. So the doors will be opened and they will be flung inside. And the people will ask them, the angels, didn't the messengers come to you people? Didn't they warn you people? They said, yes. But unfortunately, we were not prepared to accept it. It will be say very, very bad is the place of the proud people. Ulama say the reason for the kufr and disbelief which they had and the wrongdoings was the pride within themselves. They were not prepared to humble themselves. On the other hand, those people who had taqwa or fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will also go to Jannah in different groups with great honor. When they will come there, the doors will already be open. Futihat abwabuha, the doors are already open. Like when a person goes, he's an honored guest. They are waiting for him at the house. So the doors are already open. Come inside, welcome you. They are waiting to welcome you. So this will be in Jannah. The doors will already be open for a person. He will go there. He'll be called inside. And the angels will tell him, Salamun alaikum. May Allah ta'ala peace be upon you. You did a very good action in this world. Now enter here forever and forever. And at that time they will thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise is only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose promise whose promises were 100% true. And Allah ta'ala did not go against his promises. And today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us what huge places in Jannah. and they will be praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also for the great favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Mu'min. It starts with Surah Hameem. There are about 7 surahs in the Quran Sharif. It starts with Hameem. And ulama say that all of them, it's giving da'wah towards the Quran Sharif. In all of these 7 surahs of Hameem, Allah Ta'ala is giving da'wah to the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This kitab of Allah is very, very great. But every one of them has got different subject matters. So in this surah, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, there were many people who did not accept the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of that they were destroyed. So Allah is warning us in this surah that accept the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This book has come to you from Al-Aziz Al-Alim. Allah Ta'ala is the most powerful. That if you do not accept the book, you will be destroyed. And Allah's knowledge is complete, Al-Alim. He's got knowledge of every single thing. So whatever He's giving you in this book is full of knowledge. So take the lessons from it. Past nations who came, they were not prepared to accept. And Allah Ta'ala says that فَلَا يَغْرُكَ تَقَلُّبُهُمْ فِي الْبِلَادِ. They're moving in the cities, moving up and down. Don't let it put you into deception. They are going for holidays here, they are going to this country, they are moving to that place. Don't let it put you in deception that they are so lucky and so fortunate people. The enjoyment mataun qalil, summa ma'wahum jahannam. For a few days they will enjoy themselves. The final abode is eventually jahannam. So what an evil place that is. So do not be deceived by outward things of this world for a short while. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, look at past nations. Nuh alayhi salam's people came in, many other jamaat. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam gave them the message. They tried to cause harm to them. And because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala see, فَكَيْفَ كَانَ إِقَابْ. How was my punishment? On the other hand, those who had iman, such a high level that they have got in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that those angels who are carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are actually making istighfar. وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. They make istighfar and ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness for the people of iman. Iman has got very great status in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are always engaged in du'as for the people of iman. And those people who do not have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says on the day of qiyamah, what will be their condition? They did not accept the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will come on the day of qiyamah, yawmahum barizun. They will be completely apparent, open. No one can hide. La yakhfa'alullahi minhum shay. Nothing can be hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from these people's actions. Every action of theirs will be exposed. Limanil mulku al-yawm, it will be asked, who owns everything today? It will be said only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the most powerful. Al-yawma tujza kullu nafsin bima kasabat. Today every single person will be recompensed of what he had earned in this world. No zulam and oppression will be done, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take hisab. Ya'lamu kha'inat al-a'yun wa ma tukhfi sudur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the treachery of the eyes and what the hearts are concealing. Whatever a person is watching, Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of that. A person is sitting alone in his office, and his cell phone is on, or his computer is on, he's on the internet and he's watching. The khianat and the cheating of the eyes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of it. The wife might be sleeping, no one else knows about it, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware. On the day of Qiyamah, all of this will come to haunt a person back. That why I wasted my time? How I tried to cheat? Ulama say, khainat al-a'yun. It shows our eyes are amanat and trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we do not use it in the right place, then we are making khiyanat, we are breaking the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person has to look after his eyes, especially in today's time. As Munashaki, Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, used to say the examination of today's time is the eyes. A Mulana Sahib will remain a Mulana Sahib, Qari Sahib, Hafiz Sahib, Haji Sahib will remain Haji Sahib, everyone will respect him. But he still has not got control over his eyes. When he's walking around, he's looking at this woman, looking at that woman, he can't control himself. Or even in worse, when a person is with a cell phone, a person is on all of these sites, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of that. And not only that, whatever the hearts are concealing, and what purpose a person is fantasizing about, what a person is thinking about, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of that. If a person gets this yaqeen of this in his heart, then inshallah it will save a person from many sins, and especially the sins of the eyes, the sins of the heart of a person. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us, travel in the world and go and see how the past nations were destroyed. When the Anbiya alayhi salam came with clear ayat, signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were not prepared to accept. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one incident in the time of Musa alayhi salam, one person, a rajul mu'min, a believer, who was a family of Firaun, he accepted iman, he heeded iman, and how he gives da'wah to Firaun and the people of Firaun, and he tries to turn them away from causing harm to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So in great detail Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the da'wah he gave to his people. Well, he called them towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the risalat of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he called them towards akhirat. إنما هذه الحياة الدنيا متاع this worldly life is something of some enjoyment, some benefit for a short while. But akhirat is a life where we will live forever and forever. Do not be deceived by this here. Whoever does wrong actions on the day of Qiyamah, you will be recompensed. But if you have done good actions, whether you are male or female, you got iman, Allah will enter you into Jannah. So he gave this whole da'wah in the court of Fir'aun. And then they wanted to cause harm to him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. Allah ta'ala saved him from the evils of what plans they had made. And Fir'aun and his people were completely destroyed. And now they are being punished in the grave also. And on the day of Qiyamah also they will be punished. And after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the importance of dua, that وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ وَدُعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Your Rabb and Creator and Sustainer says, out to me, I will accept your du'as. You make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your du'as will be accepted immediately. Allah will accept it. The manifestation of the du'a might come after some time. Maybe later on in your life, after 20 years, 30 years, or sometimes in the akhirat, on the day of Qiyamah, you will see the manifestation. But whatever du'a you are making, on condition you are not eating haram, for example, and one, two other conditions, and you're not hasty with the du'a, Allah ta'ala says, I'm prepared to accept the du'a. You make du'a to me. And if you got so much of pride, you're not even prepared to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those people will enter into Jahannam. So this du'a is a very great gift which Allah ta'ala has given us. And the ulama say the ayat after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you are frightened, maybe if I ask Allah ta'ala, how can Allah give me whatever I want to? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am the one who has created the night, so you can rest there. I have created the day. With great, great bounties Allah has given you without you asking it. So for Allah Ta'ala to give you small, small things what you are asking for in your du'as, what difficulty is there for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So many things He has given you without asking. Now if you humble yourself and you ask Allah Ta'ala, why won't Allah Ta'ala give it to a person? And Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ. Allah's fadl and grace upon the people is excessive. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. But unfortunately, most people do not make shukr. They do not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these great bounties. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about how Allah Ta'ala created human beings from sand. Then they came to a drop of sperm. And then a clot of blood. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you come out as a small child. Then Allah ta'ala gives you life. Then eventually you come back to old age. All of these are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people pass away before they reach old age. And وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. Allah has made this whole system. So you must use your aqal and brain, and understand. These are only bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is the one who gives life. Allah is the one who gives death. I have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I must accept this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And accept the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in finishing the surah, that there were past nations who had come, and they used to mock the signs when the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came, fariqu bima indahum min al-ilmi. Whatever knowledge they had by themselves, they were happy with it. Me, I got a degree. I got so much of titles. I'm happy with this knowledge. Why must I learn Quran? Why must I learn about the teachings of the Anbiya alayhi salam? So they were happy with the knowledge which they had. And they used to make a mock of the ulama, the pious people. وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. At that time, whatever they used to mock and they laugh at, it will eventually come and surround these people and destroy these people. And when they will see our punishment, then they will say, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it will be too late for a person. This is the system which Allah Ta'ala has got in the world. So a person must follow the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept the teachings of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. And the last surah which was recited last night was Surah Hamim Sajda. It's also a surah of Hamim, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it was a demand of Allah Ta'ala's mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the kitab to us. Because Allah loves us so much, that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Tanzeelu minar Rahman ar-Rahim, who is the most merciful, most compassionate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us this kitab. So this book is a book of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing us the great kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to benefit us. And Allah ta'ala wants to protect us from azab and difficulty and problems. Somebody has love for you. So your father says, don't stay in the company of these people. I'm warning you, see these people, they fell into drugs, these people fell into this. Don't stay in the company of this. So that's out of the mercy. So Allah Ta'ala says, whatever warnings I'm giving you in the Quran Sharif is because of my mercy. Because I love you so much, I do not want you to fall into bad company, fall in the wrong people, to destroy your akhirat, destroy the life of the year after. So the after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means sometimes of his ni'mat and bounties, he reminds us, think of these bounties. My mercy also, the Quran Sharif also is my mercy. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of past nations who were proud. Ad came, they were proud. And they said, who is stronger than us? Allah Ta'ala said, we created people stronger than them, and we destroyed these people also. We send the wind to them. From all the elements, wind is the weakest. But Allah said, they said, proud, we are strong. So Allah Ta'ala said, the weakest one, I send wind for them, and completely destroyed these people. Qawm Thamud, they also came. Allah Ta'ala gave them, and they made big noises. So Allah Ta'ala sent one big noise for them, the lightning or the thunder came, and it completely destroyed these people. And on the day of Qiyamah, they will wake up, they will be enemies of one another, and their own bodies will testify against them. And they will say, how can you testify against us? They said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given everything the ability to speak. Allah has given us ability to speak today. And now the person won't be able to hide away. His ears, his eyes, his skin will all testify against him. And you people thought in this world you could do whatever you want to, no one is watching you. Allah was fully aware of it. And even the limbs of your body were aware of whatever actions a person had done. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those who accepted the teachings of the Quran Sharif. What the status Allah has got for them. That إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, those who say Allah is our Rabb, and they are steadfast on it. They hold firm unto deen. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, the angels will come down upon them. And they will give them glad tidings. The ulama say at the time of death also. In the grave also, when a person will be very frightened. And on the day of Qiyamah, these three times. That do not fear. Do not have grief. And be happy with Jannah which Allah Ta'ala has promised you. Mufti Rashid Ridwani Rahmatullah used to say that it is not only for Akhirat, even in this world. They will come to you and they will inspire your heart. A person who wants to remain steadfast on deen, and people will come and tell him many, many things. But suddenly he finds internal strength. Where is he getting the strength from? Is the angels who are coming. They are inspiring that person. They don't need to fear. Don't worry about these people. And do not grieve. And be happy with the Jannah which Allah Ta'ala has promised you people. And they will tell you, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, we are your friends and helpers in this worldly life also. The angels will be with you if you are steadfast. And in the Akhirat, and وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ, for you whatever the heart desires. Whatever you are asking for in the Akhirat, Allah Ta'ala will grant it to a person who remains steadfast. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how will a person get this? Call people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ, call people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is the muazzin giving adhan, is calling people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the madaris, the ulama, calling people to Allah ta'ala, the knowledge of deen, in tabligh jama'ah, they are calling people towards deen, in the hankas, they are calling people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of these efforts, take part in them, and call people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whose work can be better than him? وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, he does good actions, and he still has humility within himself. I'm a normal Muslim person. إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, I'm nobody great. I'm just a normal Muslim person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, obviously when you are giving da'wah towards others, you will get some people who will be antagonists against you. So they will try to cause harm to you. They will tell you many things wrong. Evil and good can never be equal. You must be good to those people. إِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي يَأْحَى بِالَّتِي يَأْحَى بِالَّتِي يَأْحْسَنَ, you repel them with the good actions, good akhlaq, good character. Then between you and the person who has got enmity with you, Allah will make him such that he'll become a very, very strong friend. He'll become a strong friend of yours. Or he'll become like a strong friend. He won't cause harm to you. And only those people who have got sabr, they are granted this great fortune. وَمَا يُلَقَّهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ, people who are very, very fortunate, they are granted this bounty. But shaitan will come to you and tell you, why must I make up with this person? You know who I am, what status I got. So shaitan comes and puts this thought in a person. So at that time, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ, seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan doesn't like people to unite. So one person has to humble himself whenever you've got fights. When people are against you, one person has to humble himself. So shaitan comes now, why must I lower myself before him? So this is from the shaitan, the whisperings of shaitan. So Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. Immediately when this whispering comes, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then inshallah Allah will remove that thoughts from a person. We humble ourselves, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give a person. Allah says that the evil and good can never be equal. That Allah will make him a strong friend. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.